friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I think we got the biggest defense of Kevin Stefanski to date. Yesterday we played, or 2 days ago, I don't know, time's a flat circle. We played Bruce Arians of the Pat McAfee Show, basically saying, I don't know how Kevin Stefanski still has a job. Well, the Morning Boys asked Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, about those comments. Baldy went hard in the paint for Kevin Stefanski.
So I'm a big Bruce Arians fan. I'd like to see what Bruce Arians would do with this roster right now and all the rookies that are out. Would he be winning a lot more games, or all the turmoil that Stefanski has gone through? I mean, is that a fair criticism? If any coach, Belichick, Bruce Arians, Don Shula, give me a coach that would handle the situation that Stefanski has handled with as much turnover and upheaval as this franchise has had. Am I defending Kevin? Yeah, to a degree, but I would defend any coach. I don't care what their last name is. If they had to, you know, endure everything that's going on with this franchise right now.
He's the head coach. He's doing it to himself. I'm not saying he's the guy that has all the power in the world, but I will tell you, the people who today or this week have gone out of their way to go back to the excuse on Kevin Stefanski that Kevin has no power. It is embarrassing. It is mental gymnastics.
Yeah.
And
even in the Deshaun discussion in general.
Yes.
Like, we had Lindsay on, and I didn't correct her because I'm just tired of correcting people. But they were like, I think she said it's like, oh, we clearly know that it wasn't their decision. It's like, no, it's been reported a million times, guys. The Athletic, Cleveland.com, it's been reported a million times. The two of them brought the plan to Haslam. Haslam, yes, signed off on it, but they had the plan brought to them. It was a Stefanski-Berry idea.
Also, Kevin tried to fit Deshaun Watson into his offense for 2 years. Guys, that doesn't happen in the NFL. All right? It just doesn't happen in the NFL. Coaches scheme up to their talent and what they're good at all the time in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I respect Kevin the human being, but this defense of him... even if he had no say in the quarterback room, which is impossible to believe, it's the NFL, it's a head coach. Just because he has less power than Kyle Shanahan doesn't mean the guy has no power. But like, specific to what Baldy said, Bruce Arians coached for 9 seasons in the NFL. Six of them he won 9 or more games. He won 6 playoff games. He has a 624 regular season record. I do think Bruce Arians could do a better job with this team than Kevin Stefanski could as currently constructed.
So he was knocking on the doorstep of what I think will be ultimately what a lot of national pundits do end up saying about Stefanski in this whole ordeal, is that he didn't have the weapons, he didn't have the guys. And here's where I would enter, once again, the guy that Stefanski's trying to emulate in Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan this season has no Purdy, no Ayuk, no Kittle, no Jennings, no Bosa, no Pearsall. Some of those guys are coming back interchangeably, but that's 6 of their best players by a long shot. They won 3 road games. They're 4-1. Like, you can still win games even if you lack the talent that people perceive for you to have. Like, I mean, he's got Mac Jones throwing 40 times a game. No quarterback in the NFL is throwing more than 40 times a game. He's got Mac Jones doing it and having success while doing it. It's not impossible, guys.
And here's the other thing. I know Kyle Shanahan has had, it feels like he's in the NFC title game or he's a 6-win team. There doesn't seem to be a lot of in-between for Shanahan. He's also been to the Super Bowl.
Twice.
He's also
with 2 different quarterbacks.
Been to at least one he's more taken, NFC title game.
He's taken both Garoppolo and Purdy to multiple NFC title games. Both of them went to 2 different NFC title games.
Like, we just need to continue to go back to the beginning on this. Kevin and Andrew walked into a roster with young Nick Chubb, young Baker, young Myles Garrett, young Ogunjobi, young OBJ, younger OBJ. He's not old. Older Jarvis Landry, young David Njoku, young Denzel Ward. Like, they walked in with not fully furnished, but mostly furnished roster. And they've got one playoff win and two playoff appearances and going on 6 years to...
Well, it's like so many people think that Stefanski's career just started at Deshaun Watson for some reason.
Yes. Well, not just that. I mean, it's just...
But even if it had, though, if it had just started at Deshaun Watson, it still isn't good enough. Like, if anything, that's the exclamation point of it not being good enough.
Well, and I think that's the point. With Stefanski, it's either he has to be all to blame for something or nothing to blame for something. It's like, listen, Deshaun Watson very clearly was a broken man when he came here. Both on the field and off the field, not playing for 2 years. He clearly was not in the right headspace. He never embraced Cleveland and vice versa back at him. And he was not ready to be the face of this franchise. But Kevin Stefanski also played him out of scheme and out of system for 2 years before a Hail Mary, where he hired Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator, who had already been fired because he couldn't get the job done with Check's notes. Josh Allen.
Yeah. At that point, all we'd ever seen was the him just exploding in the press box and making a fool out of himself. It's like, oh, that's the guy. Doesn't work with Josh Allen and explodes in press box. Hire that guy.
And here's another problem. All right? You don't just have to grade Stefanski off this season. He's been here for 6 years because you made the great point. Some people act like his career began here with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Some people are acting like you cannot address the previous 5 years as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, listen, if we want to have the conversation of, if we put in totality the 5+ years of Stefanski versus 5+ years of Barry, I think it's insane that this draft class could save Andrew Berry because he has been worse at his job than Kevin Stefanski has.
But at least he's pointing upwards, though. Like, if I'm making an argument for Andrew Berry, I'm saying maybe the light bulb went on and maybe he figured something out, because this last draft class was so good, or appears to be so good, that I'm like, all right. Because that's all I really want in life if I was assessing this. I want to see, are you getting better? Are you showing signs that you're understanding what your job is and you're doing better at it? And with Stefanski, guys, it's only gotten worse. With each passing year, it's only gotten worse.
And the point is not for me to sit here and shout, fire Stefanski. I know our buddy Randy Tolan on Facebook thinks that's all. Like, Randy, you can think critically and you can just criticize Kevin Stefanski when he deserves it, and you can give him praise when he deserves it as well, which is all I've ever tried to do.
But there's old Randy saying out there.
Probably some crazy bleep on Facebook, which is...
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
In fairness to Randy, that's the only thing that is ever espoused on Facebook is crazy bleep. But like, the point is, there are so many people not having genuine conversations, meaning like, okay, what is Kevin actually responsible for? He either has, he either cannot be held accountable for anything, right? He's either a patsy or he's the biggest idiot ever.
Well,
he's neither.
That's the hard part, though, is that the Browns have so many cooks in the kitchen, though. It is hard to just dissect.
Including Glenn Cook.
That's right. Good call by you. if you sat on that one, that's very good. But nope, I think that was all spur in the moment.
Just, it's right there. You said cooks, and I was like, we got one of those.
Well, so even like you talk about Alex Van Pelt is spurring this, right? Is in between him to Ken Dorsey. Like, we know that Stefanski didn't want to get rid of Alex Van Pelt. That was not Stefanski's call. Stefanski wanted Van Pelt here, and the hiring of Dorsey was also not what Stefanski wanted as well. But most people would think to themselves, well, you're the head coach. You get to make these decisions. You get to figure it out. And it's like, so many parts of this, of his tenure here with the Browns has been, is that Andrew Berry making the call? Is that Stefanski making the call? Is that Dee Podesta making the call? We don't really know in any given moment, while they sell it under this umbrella of it all being collaborative, and it just leaves you feeling very uncertain about what you can and can't blame. And so I have to go to what you've actually shown us on the football field and the wins and losses and what that matters there. And there, sorry, Stefanski, you are just very underwhelming right now.
With respect to Brian Baldinger, Stefanski has not endured anything. He's the head coach of an NFL franchise. You can't endure something that you're putting upon yourself. And even if he's not, even if it's 45% Kevin, 50% Andrew, and 5% Haslam and Dee Podesta, he's got 45% of the power. And it's just 6 years in. If you try and have a conversation about the larger body of work, we got to focus on this year and give the guy a pass. If you try and focus on this year, well, no, but what about the other things he's done? It's just, there's just so many people lining up to give Kevin a pass. And I think it might just be because he's got two Coach of the Year awards and it makes the conversation impossible. Like, I don't know, Kevin. I know. Let me put it this way. Andrew Berry still deserves to be fired more than Kevin Stefanski does. If we remove recency bias, Andrew deserves to be fired more. But Kevin is not clean in any way. They both deserve to be fired. But I can understand if Haslam says, I don't want to be looking for a GM and a head coach at the same time. I'm going to give Andrew a chance to get it right with the next head coach. Because that at least works in the NFL. You'll see the GMs get two or three head coaches before being shown the door.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That can at least track. But this idea that Kevin just, well, what else would somebody do with this? I guarantee you if we put Bruce Arians in the Browns since 2020 instead of Kevin Stefanski, Baker's still here. Baker's playing at the level he is at Tampa Bay. And you just do not have this herky-jerky up-and-down thing that you've had the last 5.5 years. And
yeah, well, Bruce is definitely a Baker guy too, though.
Yeah, absolutely, which makes me love him even more. But like, that's the other thing. When somebody says something critical of Kevin, why is the media then going and attacking that guy? Like, I've never heard Baldy go after somebody else in the media or another.
You mean everyone going after Bruce Arians?
Yes.
But I'll tell you why. It's because Bruce Arians legitimizes that conversation in a way that most voices that you would hear just doesn't. You even heard Albert. When Albert was on with us on Tuesday, you can use Odyssey Rewind and go back and check it out. What did Albert say when we told him that Bruce Arians went off the way that he did? He was like, oh. Well, BA knows everybody. Yeah. BA is very well connected. BA, like, if BA's saying that, then yeah, there's probably some truth to the coaches across the NFL that are losing faith in Kevin Stefanski. It legitimizes it in a way that if you just heard a random national pundit A, B, or C say it, doesn't exist. And so that's why I think it hit the way that it did. It is somebody that has serious credentials, that knows more than 99.9% of people when it comes to coaching, and he's the one that's saying it.
I know we don't have a lot of runway to do this, but you came up with a strong question for people to answer. What do you think is the best defense of Kevin Stefanski?
No, I wanted your thoughts on this because I've been saying for the past couple of days, I think the best defense you get to make is that the man was delivered a 2-7 offsuit as far as players for this year. If that's his hand, it's hard to win the World Series of Poker that way. Like that's hard to pull off. And so he was almost dead on arrival this year. If you were trying to make that the case, you could argue that he never had a chance entering this season.
I don't have a defense of him or Andrew Berry that isn't, well, you didn't have a playoff win before they came here.
And that's kind of, I think, the point of the exercise. I mean, I'm very curious to find out what other people think on this because he has given us such little runway to actually try to defend him if we wanted to.
But yet, people in the national media still do. 216-474-0092. Baldy went hard in the paint. For Kevin Stefanski, the question here is, what is the best defense of Kevin Stefanski's 5-plus years here? That and the quarterback Deadpool with Commissioner Jake Murren in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.